Deep within the center of the Earth is a scalding hot ball of iron called the Earth's core. It spins along with the rest of the planet, but in the 1990s, scientists discovered that it was spinning slightly faster than the rest of the Earth. Then in 2009, the two appeared to be rotating in sync, and now new research suggests the core is twirling a bit slower than the rest of the planet. Is this the end of times, like in the 2003 box office film Dud, The Core? Let's bring in Dr. Elizabeth Day, a senior teaching fellow in geophysics at Imperial College London. Dr. Day, Elizabeth, first, what exactly is the Earth's inner core?
So the Earth's inner core is like the solid iron heart that's at the center of our planet. It's about 1,300 kilometers in radius, and it's about 5,000 kilometers beneath our feet.
And why is it that you can have something at the core of something else? And so I'm thinking maybe to be the scalding hot ball of iron, which is the core in the Earth, let's say you put a really heavy marble in the middle of a softball or something. Why isn't it spinning and then spinning out?
Yeah, so Earth's core is in the middle because it's heavier and denser. So when Earth was forming, all of the heavy iron sunk down into the middle. And so it's spinning generally with pretty much the same rate as everything else. It's not being spun very differently from the solid shell of the planet that we're living on. So there's no reason that it should fly out. It's stable where it is.
Well, you say beating heart. Now, one would hope that when your heart beats irregularly, you know, you can fix it and do something about it. I mean, what is the concern that the core's heart seems to be beating irregularly? In other words, spinning slower now and at one time spinning faster than the rest of the world.
So we don't need to worry about how Earth's inner core rotation is changing. It doesn't have immediate effects on what our planet experience will be like at the surface. So this is something which is really interesting for planetary scientists and Earth scientists, but not something that you should urgently be panicking about at all. There's nothing to worry about with this.
Well, I was just going to ask you, so why are we talking about this? So there's really absolutely no concern?
It's not a problem that the Earth's core rotation might be changing. So Earth's outer core is responsible for generating our magnetic field. And so we're always interested in how that fluid is flowing. And one of the things that might affect that is how the inner core, which is the solid ball within the liquid shell, might be rotating or changing. But it's not like the disaster film, The Core, basically. We do not need to send an emergency mission or take any action. But it's important if you're interested in understanding where the magnetic field comes from, for example.
Well, for example, and by the way, the idea of, you know, a horror film called The Core, we have so many that we can line up right now because of climate change that I'm kind of relieved, you know, that this may not be one of them. But we do understand that there is a lot of heated scientific debate. Some experts think the Earth's core is linked to the length of the day. So how hot is that debate, and what does the core slowing or going faster have to do with the length of our days?
So how the Earth rotates is affected by the different layers that make it up, so and how mass is distributed and moving within those. And so where there are changes in the deep interior of our planet, we might be able to predict or measure minuscule changes in the length of Earth's day. But again, these are really, really small changes that we're only able to detect because we have really sensitive instruments. And until recently, they've been a bit of a puzzle as to exactly what all of the causes of these variations might be. But this new study thinks that perhaps these changes in the rotation rate of the inner core could be causing some of the variation.
Yeah. Does it have anything to do with climate change?
It's not immediately clear from this. So certainly the authors of the paper have linked this with some variations in climate that we haven't necessarily understood as geoscientists. But this is just one paper that has made this link. So we'll have to do more measurements and take more data to be able to understand if this does have any impact. But this would really only be on small changes in Earth's climate, not the big anthropogenic signals that we're seeing today.
Well, and we're relieved to hear that this is not a disaster film in the making. But what is the most important thing that you want to find out about the core?
I think if you asked 10 different scientists, they'd all give you 10 different answers. But for me personally, the things I am most interested in are the core is this kind of window into our planet. So it tells us about some of the processes that have been really essential for the evolution of life. So, for example, the fact we have a magnetic field protects us from solar radiation and solar wind, and is one of the reasons that life has been able to evolve on our planet. And so we want to understand this kind of window into our past of how did Earth evolve? How did it form? How did it become the way it is today? And we want to do that by basically very limited data. We can kind of take a snapshot of what the Earth looks like at the moment, but we have to use that snapshot to unpick 4.5 billion years of history. And we can then take that sort of understanding and apply it to other planets in our solar system to really get at kind of the mysteries of how planets form and why they all look so different.
It's wonderful because we are well aware that we keep looking out into outer space, into, you know, black holes to try to find out about our past, but you are looking within at the core. Elizabeth Day, Senior Teaching Fellow in Geophysics at Imperial College London, thank you so much.
Thank you.